This is Amy Suzara on the poetry segment on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1. And we have calling in from Berkeley, California, a wonderful poet. Sorry, back up. All right, this is pre-recorded, Vangie's. That's why I can do that. All right, one more time. I'm still getting used to this. 3, 2, 1. This is Amy Suzara on the poetry segment on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1. And I'm really honored to have calling in from Berkeley, California, a wonderful writer. She's an award-winning writer, author, activist, and musician. She's performed as a folk singer, guitarist, and was recently selected as one of the 100 most influential Filipino women in the United States by the Filipino Women's Network, and received the 2007 Global Filipino Literary Award for her book, 25 Chickens and a Pig for a Bride, Growing Up in a Filipino Immigrant Family. This guest is Vangie, or Evangeline Buell, and she's also the co-editor of a book called Seven Card Stud with Seven Manangs Wild. Her most recent book was Filipinos in the East Bay. It's so wonderful to have you on the air, Vangie.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm very honored.
So, as you know, I've invited you because I wanted to have an intergenerational group of writers who are also leaders in the community. And you're somebody that I've been lucky enough to call a mentor and as a wise person in the community who's made so many great strides. And this month, we're celebrating Filipino American Heritage Month. So the question I've been posing to my guests has been, what is the importance of the identity of Filipino American to you as far as your writing is concerned?
Oh, I just wanted to mention one thing. It's actually Filipino American History Month.
Yes.
And that's how it's legislated also. In fact, we celebrated it today at the Asian Art Museum. It was just a fabulous celebration of our young people singing, dancing, and showing off our culture. I would like to say that I grew up feeling very good about my identity as a Filipina because our parents, the family, shared their culture and history and wanted us to identify as Filipinos and to feel very proud. So when I started with the book, I felt this, that sharing our humanity fosters understanding and world peace. And my book reflects the richness of Filipino-American heritage as well as the universal challenges and joys of growing up in an immigrant family in America. And I also felt that the heritage and cultural values brought by the pioneering Filipino immigrants sustained and nurtured our stories. And I wanted to share a world where we grew up with two cultures and multiple languages.
Thank you so much, Vangie, for that. And also for thank you for correcting me on the official title of the month.
Yes, that's okay.
That's why we're here. We have you to help correct me. So thank you so much for that beautiful framing of your role and your work.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I would be we're definitely excited to hear an excerpt of your writing, and maybe we can ask you a question or so afterwards. So can you let us know the title of the excerpt and kind of where it belongs in the piece that you're reading?
It's called 25 Chickens and a Pig for a Bride. And I'm going to start kind of in the middle of the story, but it will talk about my 18th birthday, my debut as a young Filipina Dalaga, and that Dalaga means a young woman, unmarried. And I'll start the story, right? Okay.
Yes, go ahead and start the story.
All right. One Saturday, a few days before my party, and in the midst of our heavy preparations, someone rang our doorbell. When I opened the door, I was surprised to see Manong Tommy One of my father's friends, who was probably in his 50s, like most Filipino men in California at that time, he worked as a farm laborer. Manong Tommy was wearing a flashy sharkskin suit and a stiffly starched white shirt with a bright red bow tie. Sparkling gold and rhinestone cufflinks adorned his wristbands. He had red suspenders clipped to his loose trousers. His shoes glistened and smelled of black boot polish. I also caught a whiff of the pungent sweetness of the thick pomade on his black hair, perfectly parted down the middle. A diamond ring sparkled on the pinky of his left hand. He had a bright red kerchief and a large cigar in his breast pocket and was holding a black fedora hat. He was obviously garbed and groomed for some special occasion. Manong Tommy was a family friend who had visited our home on several occasions with the other Manongs from the farms in Stockton. He had been very kind to me and my sister as we were growing up, but we had not seen him in a while. He seemed very nervous, which was most unlike him. It seemed odd for him to be all dressed up so early in the morning. As I greeted him, I said, "My goodness, Manong Tommy, where are you going? I thought he might be going to a wedding." Manong Tommy stammered a shy, "Hello, is Stanley home?" He quickly corrected himself in order to be polite. "Oh, no, I mean your father. Is he home?" And just then my father approached to see who was at the door. "Ah, it's you, Tommy." Daddy proceeded to happily greet him in their Ilocano dialect, which I barely understood, as Tagalog was our spoken language at home. Sister came to my side at the doorway, and she playfully elbowed me. We both struggled hard not to laugh. Daddy graciously led Tommy into the living room. Filipino men of the same dialect or who came from the same province had a special camaraderie with one another, especially in a country so far away from their homeland. They treated each other as cousins, whether they were related by blood or not. They helped one another, especially whenever anyone got into trouble. After a while, I noticed that Manong Tommy was eyeing me quite often, and it began to make me feel uncomfortable. I deliberately avoided looking at Sisti lest we burst into giggles, which would have been deemed impolite by our elders. Suddenly, fortified by summoned up courage, Manong Tommy stood up, faced my dad, and said emphatically in English, "Your daughter Evangeline will be 18, and I beg for you for her hand in marriage. I offer you, as a symbol of my love for her, 25 chickens and a pig for her birthday party to seal our engagement." And pointing to the front window, the diamond ring on his pinky glittering, he announced, "The chickens and the pig are in my car, waiting to be brought into the house." I could not believe my ears. My sister and I suddenly leaped from our chairs, ran to the front window, and sure enough, there was the pig, its head hanging limply over the rumble seat of his old Model T Ford. The chickens lay in a heap on the back seat. Sisti looked at me in belief and said, "He wants to trade you for a bunch of dead animals." And we could no longer contain ourselves and ran out of the room in a fit of laughter.
Thank you so much, Vanji. That was a very lively reading.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're going to just ask you a little bit about what you're up to in terms of your writing and anything that's coming up right now or anything we can keep an eye out for.
Yes, I'm very excited about the new book that I'm working on right now with our FONS group. That's the Filipino American National Historical Society of the East Bay chapter. And several of us are getting together to put a book together, put a sequel of the Seven Card Studs with Seven Manongs Wild book. And we're putting a sequel to that. And we are soliciting stories, especially from our young people, about their stories today, about how they feel about being Filipino, what is their, and to talk about their identity. And And how do they feel about the culture? I mean, I want to talk to and get stories from, let's say, third and fourth generation Filipinos, especially our young people. And what I saw today at the Asian Art Museum, to see the young people showcasing their wonderful culture, their beautiful culture of music, dance, it was just fabulous. And they, and I see that they're taking their roots and their culture that they've learned from their parents from the Philippines, and they're making it their own today, and it is showing off their identity. And so at any rate, I want to have the young people talk about that today in this book. So I am looking for stories.
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful project and so perfect for our theme tonight. So thank you so much, Vanjie, for joining us.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate being on your program.
All right. Good night. Thank you
night.
So much.
Okay.
So this is Amy Suzara on the poetry segment on Setting the Standard, KPFA 94.1. Here we are again with some music from Pedro Reyes.